This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. Super excited to have him back on the show. Last time they were on the show was back in March of this year. We're talking about Pharmagreen Biotech, Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PHBI. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Peter Wojcik. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you for having me. I look forward to our interview.
Before we get started with the Q&A today, I got a couple new listeners. If you would, just kind of give us a 30-second pitch of what the company does and who you are.
Thank you for that. Pharmagreen Biotech, we're a highly specialized tissue culture company for the production of the starter plantlets. What that means in layman's terms is basically we provide the best genetics for the cannabis growers, whether that be indoor growers or hemp growers. And when you're starting with the best, you'll finish with the best product, which will get you the top-tier pricing for the products that you produce. So we complement the growers. We don't compete with them by giving them a competitive advantage by working with them to produce the best biomass and flower tops in the industry.
You know, since the new administration has come in, we've heard a lot of talk about marijuana, trying to get the banking laws passed, new states coming online recreational marijuana is legal there. How do you see the U.S. cannabis market progressing going forward, say, for the next 3 to 5 quarters?
Well, I really see it moving forward. I think the mentality is there, as you mentioned. More states are coming online. Pretty soon we're going to reach a point where I believe it will be over 50% of the states will be participating in this space, where it really would drive the federal government to really seriously look at legalization and pass it. I think it would be a very difficult scenario where you have half the country being penalized for something the other half can enjoy freely, whether it be under the retail system or the medical system. So I think progress is, the writing is certainly on the wall, and it's a good thing. It absolutely is. There's a lot of therapeutic benefits from cannabis as well. And you know what? Recreationally, nobody has passed away from smoking cannabis. So that's really important to mention as well.
No, I agree with that. And that stat really kind of is a staggering stat, to be honest with you. Moving forward here, short-term goals to long-term goals, where do you see you guys yourself? I think you guys right now, I think, are pre-revenue. When are things going to change over there for you guys?
Very short-term. We have identified a number of acquisitions. We will be narrowing down on one of them, and our short-term goal is to complete our financing, which we've already started. Upon completion, acquire the asset, increase the revenues of those assets immediately, with a second stage looking at to add our tissue culture plantlet production model, not only to sustain our own operations, but also to provide the plantlets for the market, as I mentioned, whether that be indoor or hemp market. But we would be ready as a second phase to really expand our revenues with the tissue culture. Number one, we need to acquire the asset, so we can develop our infrastructure, and part of that asset acquisition, we're looking for an existing business that we can really bring our expertise to this business venture and bring in that very quick exponential growth. That's our short-term goals. Our medium-term goals is certainly, as we complete that, our valuation will be rising as well. So we're also looking to uplist our listings, get away from the pink sheets and move up to the OTCQB. And our long-term goals are to be a NASDAQ-listed company as well.
You know, the SEC sent out a memo, if you will, a memorandum about all the OTC markets getting up to speed and giving them to, I think, September 28th. Any thoughts from you on that?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely a good thing. Transparency is hugely important for the investors so they can make an informed, well decision. I've always predicated the business on that, being transparent, being truthful, and relaying the information to the investors. In the case of PHBI, we've been a reporting issuer practically from the beginning of our listing. So we're at the, call it the highest tiers of a pink sheet company. So to us, it's simply a formality to be uplisting to the OTCQB, whereas opposed to some of the other companies, you know, when you're not doing that disclosure and not providing any information, I'm not sure why you should be a publicly trading company to begin with. So I really welcome those regulations.
I was going to say, I concur with that. I wanted to change gears here just for a second. I think back in March, you put out a press release about getting rid of all your convertible debt. I just want to just go over that for a second. So you have no convertible debt whatsoever on the books?
No, we don't. Very little amount that we have left. That's basically the terms are to pay it back with normal interest rates. And other than that, we have completely other the convertible debt, other completely converted out, or they were basically paid back. So we're very happy to report that going forward, we're not going to have this, you know, negative pressure of the convertible debt converting and diluting the company.
Yeah, it's horrible. You're right. Once you start getting that convertible debt, it's a death spiral, and it seems like nonstop. Before I let you go, Peter, and I appreciate you coming back on the show, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from the interview today?
I really would like for them to pay attention to us. I mean, what we're doing with the company and our business development is certainly going to be occurring in the very short term as well. As I mentioned, we're just waiting on our financing to be put in place, the mechanisms for that. I've attracted some of the tier one companies to help us with that financing side as well. Our business development is very strong as well. And we look forward to also announcing very soon that our progress is very strong in the business development, and we'll be also migrating in the near future to producing plantlets that are also beyond cannabis as well. Those of medical value and that are on the endangered species list and also provide high commercial value. So I think we're here to stay for the long term, and we're looking to be, you know, providing services that really nobody does, like preservation of plant species through the use of tissue culture and cold storage temperatures, which is an important service that hasn't been evolved when it comes to the life preservation of plant species. That's why we really see our company beyond just cannabis, but we're well-rooted in the cannabis space with the technologies and the partnerships that we're building.
My guest today has been Peter Wojcik. He is the CEO and president of Farmer Green Biotech, Inc. If you haven't checked them out, please do. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PHBI, trading around almost 3 cents, a little bit less than 3 cents, market cap under $10 million. Peter, thank you so much for coming back on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Hopefully you come back on in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Absolutely. Look forward to it again.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.